Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Loving Someone with Borderline Personality Disorder, How to Keep Out of Control Emotions from Destroying Your Relationship by Shari Y. Manning PhD is a practical mental health guide for partners, family members, friends, and caregivers of people with borderline personality disorder. The book explains how the emotional sensitivity, rapid escalation, fear of abandonment, and impulsive behaviors associated with BPD constrain close relationships, while also emphasizing that people with BPD can be caring, intelligent, and deeply connected to others. Manning writes from a clinical background in dialectical behavior therapy, an evidence-based treatment approach developed by Marsha Linehan. Rather than offering general sympathy or blame-based advice, the book teaches readers how to change their own responses during conflict, validate intense emotions without approving harmful behavior, set boundaries, and protect their own well-being. Its purpose is not to replace therapy, but to give loved ones concrete skills for reducing escalation and improving day-to-day relationship dynamics. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding BPD as emotional vulnerability rather than deliberate hostility. A central contribution of the book is its reframing of difficult behavior through the lens of emotional dysregulation. Manning helps readers see that many painful interactions with a person who has BPD are not best understood as simple manipulation, cruelty, or lack of love. Instead, they often arise from extreme emotional sensitivity, rapid shifts in distress, and difficulty returning to baseline once upset. This distinction matters because the response that seems natural to a family member or partner, such as arguing facts, defending intentions, withdrawing coldly, or demanding calm, can intensify the sense of threat experienced by the person with BPD. The book does not excuse verbal abuse, self-destructive acts, or boundary violations. Its point is more precise interpretation shapes intervention. If loved ones assume bad faith, they often respond with anger or punishment. If they understand dysregulation, they can respond with strategies designed to lower arousal and make problem-solving possible. This perspective also reduces the shame and confusion felt by readers who may love the person deeply but feel overwhelmed by the instability of the relationship. Secondly, validation as a skill for lowering emotional arousal. The book gives special attention to validation, one of the most recognizable skills drawn from dialectical behavior therapy. Manning presents validation not as agreement, surrender, or approval of harmful behavior, but as an accurate acknowledgement that the other person has an understandable emotional experience. This is especially important when someone is already emotionally aroused, because logical correction or immediate problem solving may be experienced as dismissal. Validation can include listening carefully, naming the emotion, recognizing the situation from the other person's point of view, and communicating that the feeling makes sense in context. The practical value of the skill is that it can reduce emotional intensity enough for communication to resume. Manning also emphasizes that validation is difficult when readers themselves feel attacked, frightened, or exhausted. For that reason, it must be practiced deliberately rather than treated as a simple phrase to memorize. The book is useful because it explains the mechanism behind validation when emotional arousal decreases. Both people have more access to judgment, flexibility, and problem-solving. Thirdly, balancing compassion with firm and realistic boundaries, Manning distinguishes supportive involvement from unlimited accommodation. Loved ones of people with BPD may become trapped between two ineffective extremes, giving into every crisis in order to prevent escalation, or cutting off emotionally because the relationship feels unmanageable. The book argues for a more disciplined middle path in which compassion is paired with clear boundaries. Boundaries clarify what behavior the reader can accept, what consequences will follow, and what forms of support are actually sustainable. This is not presented as punishment. It is a way to make the relationship more predictable and less dependent on crisis-driven reactions. A boundary might involve refusing to participate in abusive conversations, deciding when to leave a conflict temporarily, or defining what kind of help can be offered during repeated emergencies. The reasoning is that inconsistent responses can unintentionally reinforce escalation, while rigid rejection can intensify abandonment fears. Effective boundaries, therefore, require calm communication, consistency, and attention to safety. The book stands out by treating boundaries as relational tools rather than slogans about toughness or detachment. Fourthly, managing the loved one's own emotional responses during conflict. The book repeatedly turns attention back to the reader, not to blame the reader for BPD symptoms, but to show that relationship patterns are shaped by both people's responses. Partners and family members often enter conflicts already exhausted, frightened, resentful, or hypervigilant. In that state, they may escalate through criticism, sarcasm, threats, emotional withdrawal, or frantic attempts to fix the situation immediately. Manning argues that readers need to notice and regulate their own emotional reactions before they can use validation, boundaries, or problem-solving effectively. This emphasis is practical because a dysregulated helper cannot reliably de-escalate another dysregulated person. The book encourages readers to pause, identify their own emotions, seek support, and avoid reacting impulsively during highly charged moments. This does not mean suppressing legitimate anger or grief. It means separating the immediate crisis from long-term decisions and refusing to let panic determine the next move. By teaching readers to observe their own role in escalation cycles, the book gives them a measure of agency even when the other person remains emotionally unpredictable. Lastly, using DBT principles outside the therapy room. One reason the book is notable in its category is that it adapts dialectical behavior therapy principles for people who are not clinicians and are not themselves the identified patient. DBT is often associated with skills such as mindfulness, emotion regulation, distress tolerance, interpersonal effectiveness, and the dialectical balance between acceptance and change. Manning translates this orientation into relationship guidance for loved ones. The reader is asked to accept the reality of intense emotional pain while also refusing to accept destructive patterns as inevitable. This dialectical stance helps avoid two common failures in books about BPD: portraying the person with BPD only as a victim of illness, or portraying them only as a source of harm. The book instead focuses on what can be changed in daily interaction. It does not promise that skills will cure BPD or make every relationship safe to continue. Its value is more limited and more credible. DBT-informed responses can reduce escalation, improve communication, and help readers decide more clearly what support they can provide without sacrificing their own stability. In conclusion, this book is best suited for people who have an ongoing close relationship with someone diagnosed with or strongly resembling borderline personality disorder, spouses, partners, parents of adult children, siblings, close friends, and other caregivers. It is especially useful for readers who feel caught in repeated cycles of crisis, apology, hope, and renewed conflict, and who want practical tools rather than a purely descriptive account of the disorder. The main benefit is skill-based. Readers learn why emotional escalation happens, how validation can reduce arousal, how to set boundaries without contempt, and why their own emotional regulation is part of the relationship system. Intellectually, the book also helps replace moralized interpretations of BPD with a more clinically informed model of emotional vulnerability and learned coping deficits. Compared with many books in this area, it stands out because it is grounded in dialectical behavior therapy and written specifically for loved ones rather than only for clinicians or people with BPD. It is compassionate without being sentimental, practical without promising quick repair, and realistic about the strain placed on families and partners. Its strongest differentiator is the combination of empathy, behavioral specificity, and attention to the well-being of both people in the relationship. If you would like to support Shari Y. Manning, PhD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.